The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
You got a 15?
Yes.
That will hit.
Cool. And then it's...
Have your damage.
D12.
Oh. Whatever you roll, divide it by 2, round it down. Did they math the seething rat?
16, you said divided by 2?
Divided by 2, yeah.
So 6?
8.
The rats squeak and hiss at you. Hiss at your beastie. During Nathan's turn, since he is starting close to... He is in the aura of the rats. Get a free attack against him and crit on him.
He also takes the 3 points of damage.
Mm-hmm. He takes his 3 points of damage.
And has to roll to save afterwards, yeah.
Let's see. And he takes almighty the swarm of teeth on him again for 9 points of damage. Plus, he's going to take a -4 penalty on all attack rolls until save ends. They gnaw on his hands, according to the critical hit card.
So
that interrupts him, and then his turn continues. So he took his 3 points of damage, and now he does what he...
What does he roll? What save does he roll?
He doesn't roll save until the end of his turn.
Oh, okay.
And the saving throw is just a d20. If you get a 10 or higher, you pass. And he only has to save against... he has to save against two separate things then, so...
Okay.
He has two separate...
Can he use his powers against the swarm?
Yeah, it's an enemy.
Okay. Well, I guess he'll use his Earth Shield strike.
Okay. It's a standard melee weapon here, plus 5 versus AC. Swings at the rat swarm.
21?
21 will hit the rat swarm.
Minus 4.
Minus 4 will still hit the rat swarm.
Okay.
Roll damage, and it's one weapon damage, plus what? One weapon plus strength, and you gain a plus 1 power bonus to AC until the end of his next turn. So his AC goes up by 1 on his next turn, and he does D10 plus 2 damage. Divide it by 2, round it down.
Divide it by 2?
Mm-hmm.
So 1.5.
3 plus 3 plus 2. 3 plus the, it's what, plus 2 damage, right?
D10
plus 2. So it's 5 divided by 2, which is rounded down to 2 points of damage. So that's his standard. He still has a move and a minor left.
I don't think he'd want to move.
I don't think so either.
Alrighty.
So you make your saves.
Now he makes his saves. Save against the... he has two things to make a save against. There's ongoing damage, so make a save against. Just roll a d20 on that. Okay, 18. He saves against that, so he's no longer taking the 3 points of damage each turn, and now he has to save against the his wounded hand.
Yes.
And he saves against that, so he no longer has any of those penalties.
Okay,
and Carriona already did her thing.
Yep.
Clark.
Toss and move. Miss.
Okay.
Back here.
The goblin sharpshooters. Move out of sight. You guys don't see them. That's what they do. Rogar.
I will go ahead and furious smash on that guy.
Okay.
On the rats, it's 20.
That will hit.
Okay.
Roll damage, divide it by 2, round it down.
He will take 5. So divided by 2 is
2.
And then Nathan has plus 5 on his next swing against them.
Alrighty.
To hit and damage.
Belladonna.
Storm Spike.
Okay. Storm Spike against the goblin.
The sky. I can still see him, correct?
Yes.
Spiked goblin. My favorite form of breakfast.
What's it against?
Reflex.
Okay.
19.
That will hit. Roll your damage.
Is 8 plus 3 lightning damage.
Alrighty.
I don't know if it's all lightning damage or just the 3.
It's usually just one energy type.
Yeah.
It's lightning damage.
Okay.
It doesn't make any difference on this guy because he'll take the damage normally. And now all the warriors get to go. Now that he was immobilized until when?
Until my turn, so he should so he's no not longer be immobilized anymore.
Alright.
Oh, and this one that I just hit has to move at least 2 squares on the next turn, or he takes more damage.
Alright. Alright, the warriors can do that. All right. Well, he's not too keen about that. He hurls a javelin at.
Would he rather take the 2?
Hurls a javelin at you.
There. Ouch.
Ow.
Face.
Unless you want to Benny that.
Okay.
Do it. Yay.
You will miss horribly with an 8 on that.
I would laugh.
And then he moves through there, and he disappears again.
That's no good.
This guy has a clearer line of sight to you, and takes a. Will horribly miss with that, but then goes and also disappears. All right. And now the rats get to do their thing.
Stupid rats.
Oh. The rats will move. Will swarm over. To there. And then I'm sure Nathan would have marked the thing.
Probably. I didn't know if I could mark a swarm.
So. Yes, it's still a standard enemy. And it tries to eat him again. Or gnaw on him some more with a 20 versus AC. I don't know if that's going to hit him or not.
No, because he has a plus 1 to his AC this round.
I'll try to Benny that because I like being a jackass and misses. Still. Rats and Belda.
Yeah, I know. I can't shoot the rats right now.
Well, you know.
I could shoot through the other dwarf.
If Nathan takes 3 more points of damage, he'll be bloodied. So. If you want to cast healing, you know, he could take it.
I'm actually going to hold action to see if one of the goblins return.
Okay, so you're holding.
Yes. So if he pops his head around the corner, he's going to get sniped.
and try to interrupt when he
yes.
He attacks. All right.
Yes, it's Matt plus 3.
If he attacks, that's it. Right here. Gets to go.
Okay, well, he's got a plus 5 to attack on those wraths. So he's going to do so. And I think he's going to use the same Earth Shield Strike.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets plus 5, plus so plus 10.
Okay.
20.
It will hit. Roll damage divided by 2.
That's better. So, I rolled a 9.
So plus
9 plus
2. 2, so 11 divided by 2.
So 5.
5. So. Alright. It's still up, still not bloody. He takes... it does get its free swing on him for being in the aura. We'll miss him. The rats try to bite you 7 more times, 2 more times, and they fail.
You're at 25 hit points.
It is now Cariona's turn. Your dog gets swung at by the rats because of its aura attack. And it gets a 21 versus AC against the wolf.
That hits, yeah.
Wolf takes 5 points of damage, and will be taking 3 ongoing damage save ends.
Okay.
But it gets to make a save at the end of this turn, so.
Yeah, if it takes damage, unlike me.
I'm going to use my wolf to attack the rats. And I'm going to use Predator's Strike again.
No, I am, at the start of my turn, I roll to make a saving throw before anything else. It's part of being a warden.
18. You don't have this 3. So you have a 28.
What is it?
The wolf is attacking the rat.
Wolf is attacking. With an 18, we'll hit.
Okay. Uh, 12 plus
6. Oh, you wrote max damage?
18 divided by 2.
Nice.
So that would be 18 divided by 2 is 9, so.
They only take
half. Are they bloodied yet?
Yeah.
The rats are bloodied, yes.
It's about time.
The rats look all nastified and bloodified. Clark's turn.
Ran away.
All the other monsters ran away?
All the other goblins, yeah.
Well, they ran... to where you can't see
them. Oh, yeah, they ran out.
I'll go ahead and hold.
All right. So, Clark holds. Now the sharpshooters do their thing. I need... Let's see... Line of sight there to there. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. Alright, I'll need Clark, Cariona, and Ragnir to give me perception check.
But it's a 17.
I got a 13.
15.
Okay. You don't beat their stealth checks, and they remain hidden because they have lovely sniper ability. But the goblins presumably pop back out, fire off two shots, and then you still can't see them. So. But they shoot at Cariona because they have a clear line to you. Oh, let's see. 15 versus AC and 16 versus AC.
15 won't hit.
15 doesn't hit, but 16 does.
Alright,
easy.
15.5. 7 points of damage. Actually, 7. That's actually 12 points of damage because it's advantage pass. Yes. Crossbow bolts come flying out. Rogar, you're up. You started your turn in its aura. It will crit on you. The rats will.
Okay.
Unless you want to Benny that.
No, I'm good. I'll take it.
Okay. You take 9 points of damage plus 3 ongoing damage save ends. You need to roll d20 for your wolf real quick. Okay, your wolf, at the start of your next turn, your wolf will take 3 points of damage.
Okay.
You're still taking that.
I've taken 9 so far.
Okay.
Furious Smash. 17 versus AC.
That'll hit.
He'll take 2 points of damage. Nathan has a plus 5 to hit and a plus 5 to damage on the swarm.
Is that your damage divided by 2 already?
Yeah.
That's right, because you found it. Alright, Belladonna.
I will... I will turn around and attempt to hit the rats with my flame seed.
Drop this.
Thank you.
She still was playing with it.
It's a likely story.
She was. Someone told you.
I got a 14 versus reflex on the rats.
14 versus reflex on the rats?
Yep.
Rats reflex is a 14, so that hits. So what kind of attack is this? Just a regular ranged attack?
It's the fire seed.
It's the fire one, so it's a burst.
Okay.
And I got a 2 plus...
Nothing. Just takes 2 points of damage.
It'll be 1 point of damage.
A ranged one creature, isn't it?
And if they enter the zone or start their turn there, they'll take a wisdom damage. Or they'll take more damage.
What's the damage? What's the damage initially now? Just 1. Okay.
And they'll take 1 if they don't move out of the
right
area. Let's a couple rats go. Yes! And you do have a mark on the rats.
Why didn't you mark them?
Well, I didn't know if I could mark a swarm, but Ethan said I could.
Yeah, you can mark any enemy. Which means they have to attack me. How does that work with a swarm, though? Because they attack everything around them, don't they?
They have an aura attack, and anything that begins their turn begins your turn in the aura, mm-hmm. they get a free attack on it. The rat gets
so
a free
how
attack.
Does that work for like when you mark it? Because they attack something other than you.
Then it still works.
So even though they get the free attack on something else, I attack back.
Mm-hmm. You only get to do that once.
Once per round. So. Or per yeah. yeah, per round.
For their round. But yes. But that's tactics. You know, think about it. That dude does that. Oh. Hmm. What is off that? Oh, God, he's not done yet.
Who's not done?
Mishka. You're purring. Is that Mishka?
She's not purring. She's headbutting the very, you know, wobbly.
All right. Try. You don't see the warriors pop out. The rats start their turn. And they're going to stay right where they're at. Because they can hit multiple things. Takes a biting attack at you. Being a mighty... Oh, gosh. Probably not going to hit. 14.
No.
Yeah, we'll bring that. And then it does take a biting attack on... or no, it doesn't. No, that's a standard attack. At the start of its next turn, it will. You'll get one. A swing at them on the next turn. They bit at you, so... Rats. All right, Belda, we're back around to you. I mean, you haven't seen them poke their heads back out.
Stupid goblins. Okay, so I'm moving over here and attempt to shoot the rats. Because my crossbow is out.
All right.
I'm strongly dead at it. Let's see, that is only a 12.
That will miss.
Yeah.
we are back up to the top of Ragnir.
You hit the rats that caught on fire, so they're already dead.
Yes, the swarm of rats seems to be losing its cohesion rather quickly, but it's still a threat at this point.
Well, they knew I'm in their aura, so they do their attack thingy, mm-hmm. their free attack, so...
They'll miss that one with a 14, 15.
Okay, I will attempt to do an Earth Shield Strike, which will increase my AC. I will miss with an 8.
Yes, you will miss with an 8.
Because you had plus 5. Did you add that?
You'll no, still I didn't. Miss.
And
you'll
I'm
still
flanking.
Miss with a 13.
It'll be a 15.
You're not flanking. I've got Reach. That's true.
I thought they had to be, like, bringing...
No, he's got a reach weapon.
Well, I know, but I mean, for flanking.
No, oh, with that, you will hit. With 15, yeah, 15, you will hit.
Aha, I provided a total of plus 7 to hit.
4.
Whatever plus damage 5. You roll, divide it by 2.
Plus 5, 9, divided by 2 would be 4.
Oh.
4.
The rats are still up, but they're not happy rats. Are rats really happy?
Yes.
These rats were very happy. They thought they were going to get a good meal.
True.
They thought wrong.
Then they realized this meal bites back.
Actually, it burns, it slashes, it rips, it...
Carriona, you're up.
It freezes.
Okay. Is the warden biting them?
Okay. Relax.
At the start of your turn, your wolf takes 3 points of damage from its ongoing.
Yeah.
That's the ongoing, and it gets a free attack. So you
and
get
I do immediate interrupt.
Okay, so...
Warden's Fury. Yeah, that's a 19. I'm pretty sure I hit.
Will hit.
You no longer have the bonus.
It's only until the end of my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. This would be 7d3.
That is enough to dissolve the rats into nothingness. Well, not into nothingness. It disperses the rest of the rats and they scurry off going, oh, crap, there's a bigger thing than us. So the rats are gone.
Yay!
I mean, there was much rejoicing.
Did not take the 3 points of damage anymore. Okay. So that all happened at the very start of the turn. Now what do you do?
Well, I started to move.
yeah, you moved too.
Yeah.
That all happened right. Before you reacted.
Is this your card?
Okay, so I was here.
Maybe.
Were you there? I thought you were one further down. I thought you were there.
No, I thought I was right here.
So how did she move two? Because you can't move.
One,
you
two,
can't move.
Three,
you can't move diagonally around hard corners. That's the only restriction.
What are you talking about?
Go ahead and deflate, Jessica. Okay.
Six.
She melded into the corner. Went through it.
I mean,
Okay.
And you can also move your wolf, remember?
I moved him.
Okay.
Just fine. One. Yeah.
So that's where you're at.
Yep.
We're back down to Clark, who was holding, and now sees nothing. Nothing's happened yet.
Like this.
Okay.
Head behind the pillar.
Gosh, the only target they have is you. You need to give me another perception check, Nathan.
17.
Still not enough. Sharpshooters shoot at you again. Shoot at you because they have a more clear line to you.
Well, no. You're supposed to bend the edge of the card, so you know, and I didn't want to bend Andre's cards.
They're not mine. They were here on the table.
I still don't want my cards bent.
25 versus AC and 17 versus AC.
That'll miss.
I used to be able to know a card trick that I can pull them out.
9 points of damage from crossbow bolt funks into you.
9 points. That'll put me over.
And actually add another 5 on there for its combat advantage that it took on you.
Combat advantage?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I not marked on my character, then?
Because they're
sneaky.
That doesn't
necessarily mean that you...
They're not marked. Basically, you're flat-footed to them.
Because I can't see them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's...
What a crock of shit.
They removed all the terminology. You are now combat advantaged or not.
Yeah, it's one of the lame things of going, we want to be like World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm. Rogar!
Okay, I will depressingly make my way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You can give me a perception check, too, now that you're standing here.
17. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
How do you only have this one?
Because I have a 0
wisdom.
Oh, okay. I have a not trained, and I add half my luck.
Okay.
When you come within 5 squares of them, you spot them automatically. One is...
Oh, then I guess that's a charge?
Yes. Well, you had to do a double move, though, didn't you?
Hey, guys, over here!
Then a charge is a part of the standard.
Oh.
Yeah.
You would have seen them, yeah, when you did your standard move.
16.
Versus AC, that will hit.
Then he will take 14.
Ouch.
Squish?
Nope, nope.
Aww.
Not even bloody.
Nope, not bloody.
I can't believe I have to kill a goblin.
Belladonna.
Why is no one else up here?
It's not before you get...
Can I see them?
You within 5 squares?
Yes. Yes. We better hurry up. It's almost 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. We're having a Final Fantasy victory dance.
Okay. I would like to...
You gotta do the leg. Take the whole leg thing, you know.
Spike.
Take the leg out.
On the one that's in front of Andre.
There you go. Yes,
yeah, yeah. I fail. I miss.
It's a marker.
Oh, look at the cute tiny beds.
That's what you see. Get up there. Is that room? Alright, so you miss, you said?
I miss.
Okay.
Well then. Contemplate depression.
Why is this? This is Kill Bill, I swear. Shh.
Why are they not drain dead yet?
That is some high blood pressure. Do I look like one of them?
Alright. Two goblin warriors pop out around that corner, fling javelins at one at Nathan and one at the wolf.
Where?
They come from this direction.
Over here. And then they pop back around the corner. Alright, so against Nathan.
They are trick feet. Yes, yes.
Mighty. I told you 25 versus AC.
Of course.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
7 points of damage.
Aren't you immune to
damage? 12 versus AC on the dog.
No. It's not a dog, it's wolf.
Well, whatever.
There's a difference. Ish.
Pooch.
The poodle.
I said ish.
Oh, and the rat.
Is it yappy?
It's a canine. After a couple generations of breeding, it's all the same anyway. All
right, Belda, you're up again.
It's just Canis lupus versus Canis familiaris.
Canis do it in the bushes.
Mm. Oh, so classy, Andre.
Wow.
I didn't hear what he said.
Kane is doing it in the butts.
Where did that come from?
Felda.
Yeah.
With Ragnar on deck.
I'm seeing if there was a range on this, but apparently there is not.
On what?
A healing word. There's no range, so
well, no, what's it say for
undead.
The...
It's fine.
You turned to undead. What does it say on... Where is healing word? Here.
It's right here.
Is, range is see the text.
Yeah, I the think text doesn't say anything. So I'm guessing I say it.
I think
it.
It's healing word is line of sight.
Okay. Can you see him?
Okay, I see you. You get to have a healing search. Additional 5.
Still bloodied.
And I will stay for him.
Healing word is close burst 5.
He's in 5.
He's within 5.
So the burst does what? Does everybody...
It's one ally target. Within the close burst 5. So basically, you can hit an ally within 5 squares of him. Whatever.
Whatever dwarf.
Alright, so you healing word, and that's a minor action. So you still have a minor and a standard left.
You could jump down the pit.
Wait a minute.
Is there anything shiny down there?
Is anything shiny down there?
They're hiding.
I don't know. Look down the pit.
Seriously, if people keep falling down there, all their jewelry's not going to hit you.
Got a point.
So we can look at later.
At this point, you know that some javelins came from over this way, and there's some howling and whatnot going up over here.
Yes, well, I'm not going to be charging down that way alone.
Aww. Why not?
My wisdom's a 20.
Fine. Pull that card out.
My wisdom's a 19. I'm wise, I'm just not smart.
SMRT.
I have an intelligence of 13. I'm smarter than the average person, but still.
That's why my ranger smarter sucks. She's got an intelligence of 9.
I suppose I could leave in charge.
She just started drooling.
Movement, and then you said a charge is a standard?
Charge is you move up to your speed and do a basic melee attack at the end of your movement, you have to move at least 2 squares.
There's 2 squares.
Okay. One of the dwarves barrels past you going, ah!
And it's not the one.
And whiffs.
Whiff.
Obviously it's because I was in the way.
Miss with a melee attack and it gets a free shift. So it shifts back. Go ahead. We're back to the top Ragnar.
He's going down that hole.
Oh, I'll just have a try.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's what I was thinking.
It tries the other one.
And he's marked.
Who put the bomb?
It's me and Clark.
Not for long.
And I whiff with a 10.
So the two dwarfs went up and whiff.
lovely.
He shifts back when you...
Get back here, you bugger!
Carry him.
Wow.
Everybody's like, fuck that. Crazy human. Two, three, four,
six. Okay. I don't think I can really do a whole lot
else.
You can
shoot. You can mark and shoot.
This can one. Shoot? There's people in my way.
Your allies don't provide cover to enemies.
They'll duck.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you say duck and make
duck!
That shit!
All the way!
I'm short enough.
Duck where?
I shoot the dog instead.
He's careful, Jack. No. Wow, that's...
It's like a 13 or a 12.
It's plus 9, so...
Plus 9?
No, plus 7, so it's 14.
14.
That will miss. What's it versus? Is it versus AC?
AC.
Miss. Whiff! Clark, he's been hanging out over there.
Are they visible at this point?
Yes.
Okay. Spasmatic hop. No! 20.
That will hit the sharpshooter.
8.
That one is bloodied now. All right.
Stupid mammals.
Yeah, pop around the corner and throw something now, huh? No one else to shoot.
They're gonna have to move, double move to get up to us, and this be like, hi!
Minor action to open the door.
And aggro the troll that was sitting there.
Poke the troll with a stick. There's a troll. They have a cave troll.
A cave troll.
Well, at least the goblin's dead, but...
Can I choose a minor action to close the door? There's nothing to see here.
Yes, minor action, and then goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
We at least know that there's a wall. No wall 4 squares away. Or that the goblins have a phase shifting ability.
And there are barrels in this room.
Are they flammable?
I don't know.
No, that could be the dwarven ale. Careful.
Pops one of the barrels. Ale.
Okay.
That's a move action, and then it shoots through the open door at you.
They're immune to arrows. Recite the mantra.
Yeah, we cast that spell protection from arrows a long time ago.
Yeah, that will miss. That's a 14 versus AC.
You're immune to arrows!
There, and he has your quarry on him. There's no mark, so he shoots at you. That'll be a 21 versus AC.
That'll hit.
You didn't chart hard enough.
11 points of damage from the crossbow.
Motherfucker. You can still reach him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alright. So that's what they do. Rogar, you're up.
Do allies block movement?
No.
Okay.
Allies do not impede movement.
I will say an inspiring, remorseful word. Don't die! If anyone should die, it shall be me, for I am useless!
You also get an additional... Charging or
no? Just swinging.
Ready to swing.
Okay.
That's 24.
That'll hit.
I'll hold on to that.
That'll be another 14 onto him.
Okay, that kills that charger.
Squish.
I claimed the life.
That was dumb, huh?
I encounter power and cast Bark Skin on him again. So you get a plus 3 to your AC until end of my next turn. And I will stay put for the moment.
Okay.
Actually, can I use my minor action to shapeshift?
Uh-huh.
I will do that.
Okay.
I am now shapeshifted.
Ale, it is not here!
Have you make sure the barrels are not ale?
You explode them some today. Are you not bloody anymore?
No, I'm at 27 hit points.
Cool.
Apparently my remorseful word kept him going because he's just like, oh, I can't die listening to him whining. He'll haunt me in the afterlife.
It's like, sure, if you'll get your shut up.
Okay. These guys reappear. Hurling javelins.
I'm glad there's bodies between me and them.
I should have moved.
Oh, shit.
Oh, well.
Bodies between me and them.
Dead bodies.
Oh, lovely warriors. And their javelins. Okay. Well, looks like their best targets are the wolf and either Belladonna or Caryona.
I think that's Belladonna.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, oh gosh, Belladonna probably looks fiercer, and so we'll also go after the wolf. So let's do the wolf first. 19 versus the wolf.
Yep.
And a crit on you.
Suck.
She's undead. She's in the critical.
I only have one left. Okay, I guess I will since we're almost first end anyway.
Yeah. Still hits you, but doesn't crit.
Close.
Close, but no gnome.
Who gnomes?
Alright.
Where are we going? Who gnomes?
Indiana gnomes. Da 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 da.
Angry head moment!
The wolf takes.
Like there's horses!
You can't
13
get away
points
from
damage. And Madonna takes.
The side.
10 points
enough.
Of damage.
Ding, 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 ding.
And now it's Belda's turn.
Ding, ding, ding.
Now the question is this: if she does the healing word thing, which is a minor thing, or is that only can you only do that once per?
Yeah, I can do it twice.
Twice per encounter.
Mm-hmm.
You can only do it twice per encounter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So if you do it, does everybody gets that needs it get to make
one,
it?
One, ally.
One specific
one.
Person?
Yeah.
One ally within five.
Okay, I was just curious. Especially what we need to do is we need to move up to the target and smack it and do that healing
yeah.
smacky thing.
The,
right?
The only burst healing I have is the Beacon of Hope.
Bacon.
Not Beacon of Hope, it's Bacon of Hope.
Okay, the Bacon of Hope. Bacon. I brought some bacon for everyone and they're happy.
Like, hold on!
There we go. Dirty.
I'll let them deal with that one guy.
Like, don't worry about
that.
No. I will actually stay there. Let's see. So, did minor action draw a weapon?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
Minor! Yes, draw or sheath the weapon is minor action.
I only have one minor though.
Well, nobody is really in desperate need of a heal right now.
Yeah,
so.
But I have my hammer out, so.
What, you need to put your hammer away to do something?
Get my crossbow out. So, I think it takes two hands to wield a crossbow.
Gangsta!
Thug!
Shit.
Suppose I can try and go melee with him. So I'll probably have to double move. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2.
Charge.
You can charge one.
Yeah, because it works too.
Push him in the hole.
You can try that with the charge. You can bull rush it.
Well, the angle I'm going to.
He's going to go.
Still doesn't matter. You can move into
you
square
him
and then
one
you,
square.
You push him one square.
Okay,
that
sure.
It's
good.
A strength. It's whatever your strength modifier is.
Five.
Versus its fortitude.
You get the weed.
Crit.
It falls into the pit, and well, it does get a saving throw to catch itself, like you guys do, and it catches itself.
Well, too bad.
But he's hanging there, now going,
just step on it.
Just step on his hand.
Kick it in there!
And we're back up top of Ragnar. It's like,
charge.
Squish! Mine is squish!
11.
Not good enough. You like? You can't be me. You can't be me. Carry on, you're up.
Yeah.
You can't be me.
I'm gonna take. Is this guy still hanging on the edge?
Yes.
Cool. I'm gonna take aim at him.
Like it.
Careful attack.
No sympathy for the green skins.
Natural 20.
Yay!
That poor guy. Two crits in a row on him.
He is destined to fall into that hole and die a horrible death.
What is the weapon you're using? What is it you're using?
I'm using the longbow.
Okay.
So. That would be a piercing, yeah.
Yep.
Jaw.
Yeah, man.
No, okay. It's bludgeoning. I put a rock on it.
You roll damage?
You do max damage. Whatever your damage is.
It's 12.
So you do 12 points of damage.
And you marked him, right?
I had marked him.
You do it as a free action,
he
right?
He is bloodied now, and he does fall. As, in fact, you hit the disarm thing, which I'm going to go ahead and say that. That means he falls. Whereas he takes... roll a d10.
Six. You need to roll your d6.
There's a six.
Hold on.
One. So
there's a crunching sound as he hits the bottom there and
dies horribly.
Squish.
Dies. It's okay. He's just another goblin spirit. He's worth 4 points. Those sneezes are worth
Clark.
Clark. Clark. He's my friend. I think Clark has higher intelligence than I do.
21.
That will hit.
4, 9.
Ow. He's bloody now.
Oh, what now? Now Clark's around the corner.
Alright. Pull up the sharpshooter. Shit. Fiddlestick.
He's gonna catch me. He's gonna catch me.
I'm on a boat.
Here's 1, 2, 3, 4 through the curtain. That's what that is. Mm-hmm. Son of a bitch! Look at the barrels.
No dwarf nail.
Reserve it! Damn it!
The real purpose why we're
here. The whole point of this whole.
Yeah, the whole reason why the dwarves are here. We're here for the dwarven ale.
For the ale.
We'll eventually help you out with the whole rift thing.
Yeah.
If we don't find the ale by then.
Yeah. If it happens to come up before. Yeah.
And I've got Belda and everyone are still over here. He's over here opening this, and he opens this door.
No. He's not in my line of sight.
By God, I can charge his ass if someone will tell me where he's at!
In front of the door!
He opens the door and it looks like it's a dark staircase going down.
I'm gonna kill that sumbitch!
I'm on the push him down the stairs!
Let's have a sandwich and find him first.
Rogar!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 24.
You're supposed to be crying.
Thank you, man.
Oh, that's a mere 7.
You're strapped in the back. How could you?
He's still up.
And then I'll breathe.
Spear him in the back.
Now I'll breathe.
Now you
do ass.
Have. I will point out. Don't forget, you guys have your action points.
Yeah, why not? I'll go ahead. Benny it because it's like 8 minutes before Beth has to go anyway.
Well, no, you don't have to Benny to use an action point.
Oh, all right.
You just spend an action point. You get another standard action.
All right, okay. Then I will shank him some more. That's a 26 instead.
That'll hit.
Again, this is a...
That's another 7.
It dies.
I'm a horrible person. Can't give the goblin. Step in the back. Twice.
Way to go, lad. You're starting to fight like they do.
Ah, they deserve it. Just green skins. Right.
Belladonna. If you open the door, like...
It's more of a...
I'm sorry.
I'm still a...
I'm not dead yet.
No, I am.
I took over. All right, I'm dead.
All right, that'll do it. Take more than that to put this old dog down.
That'll do it. Can I reach the other guy, the guy that's bloodied? Probably not. Might be closer to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
You could move and charge.
You can move and try to bull rush him if you wish.
Push him in the hole!
Okay, I'll attempt that. Plus my strength?
Strength versus his fortitude.
So 4 plus 4.
Why is it 4 instead of 3?
Because you add
half your level.
And you still have
action. Oh, okay.
That'd be 21.
All right, he goes.
Does he catch himself?
He does not catch himself.
Ten.
Did he die?
Is it opening?
Still, still barely alive.
Is it open-ended? Come on.
It's not open-ended.
So let it explode. Let it explode.
Just leave him in the hole.
Yes, a move action. He stands up.
I suppose he's in that square.
Probably got one or two broken legs.
Yes, he doesn't seem to be walking very well.
Should I climb?
Well, and he'll move diagonally this way to the other side of the pit, and that's all he can do.
He's like, oh god!
Takes him all his...
Belda, you're up.
Takes a whole round just to move there.
Yeah, I'll actually put my... the weapon down. I won't sheath it. Pull out my crossbow.
Fire.
And shoot the poor bastard.
Come out of his misery down there with his buddy.
Fish in a barrel.
However, that is only a 14.
You are at a plus 2. You have combat advantage.
Okay. And high ground.
That's combat advantage.
Whatever.
against AC, yes. That still will miss him.
With a 16.
Fine, I will use my action point.
That's part of Benny, babe. We're ending after this.
Mm-hmm.
5. I might use him.
I pushed you out of the car while we're driving.
That's something depressed, bro.
Even less.
Keep going.
Okay, there we go.
Now I don't have to kill.
Now he has a hit point left. I'm assuming that the crossbow bolt does more than 1 point damage. Very dead. You have very dead goblins. So.
Right.
Here.
I will stay here and mourn.
Well, I can't make the proper quote.
Alright.
Not an elf.
You guys have 3 directions you can go. There are stairs down here upon some inspection. There is a corridor over here and a door over here.
There's a corridor over here. Oh, no, there wasn't. No.
There's that way. There's this path.
We're gonna search this
door here.
Really.
Stairs there. Over here it goes opens up to a chamber that has 3 different doors. I know.
It's 9:20.
There's 3 different doors out there, so you'll need to figure out where you want to go at that point. You go ahead, take off, and I'll handle XP and all that stuff. So the various things that you guys managed to find on the sharpshooters and the goblin warriors. You find on the sharpshooters, you find total, you find 2 short swords. 2 suits of leather armor, 2 crossbows, and a total of about 15 bolts left over.
Yeah, most of them are sticking out of me.
On the 2 warriors, you find 2 spears.
I don't get any of
total of three javelins and two suits of leather armor. Rummaging through their the various nooks and crannies, you find 43 gold pieces and 51 silver pieces between them.
The javelins.
They're heavy.
Why not as heavy as
that? Well, we'll end it this time to be continued in 2 weeks, where you guys pick a direction, basically.
Yay!
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition, Night of Dissolution, a Tolus adventure featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. Available for download only at gamershavenpodcast.com. Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.